female music from her, female music from her, female music from her, female.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Female Musicpreneur podcast. My name's Danelle Harvey, and today we are talking about female boss music indie basics. Let's start at the very beginning. All right, we're going to do that. We're going to start from the beginning. Now, it's such a shame when I see my fabulous female musicians flapping around, really confused about what they're doing. And one thing I notice when I am speaking with clients, giving talks, presentations, and discussing music business success, I realized, well, this is one of the reasons why I consult and try to help. Most people that are flapping and not feeling kind of overwhelmed and not, like they're not getting anywhere, they haven't got their foundations set correctly. They haven't got a basis to work from. So I think it's really important that we cover indie basics that I feel at the very least people should really consider before they go ahead. And of course, we want to just jump in because sometimes you just have to start, don't you? I'm well aware of that. You just jump in there and you keep going. But if you're at a point now where you are finding that you're not getting where you'd like to go, or you have no idea how to get there, this is the time for you to check on everything you're doing. So let's dive in, okay? So musicpreneur, I hope you don't mind me calling you that, but I see you. You're doing everything you're supposed to. At least you try to. You create great music. You want to make moolah from it instead of a job. But the hustle is exhausting. You promote nonstop. You use those oft-touted expert strategies, but they are not working for you. Is that true? Am I right? Or am I right? We are constantly bombarded with hacks about what we should do and the tools we should use. It gets confusing. It gets overwhelming. You want to be a full-time or semi-pro musician, but aren't entirely clear on how to without compromising your creative time. I get it. I am in your corner. I'm in your corner. Now listen, whether you are building your fan base and presence or trying to make more income but don't know how, or perhaps you're unsure of which online or offline platforms to use, or you've launched a crowdfunding campaign and it's just like, oh, or you want to, wherever you are on your musicpreneur journey, it's important to keep in mind that there is no point going any further in pursuing your dreams if you're not correctly set up for success. We hold ourselves back with what we don't know or don't do, which results in reduced access to funds, resources, networks, creative opportunities, and progress that we'd like. You know, you realize that if you're not focused, you won't even know about the opportunities that are actually in your face and around you. I guarantee if all you're doing is just paddling away, trying to get something done with that absolute vision, and you're not really open to everything else around you, you're missing out. But with a clear plan, focus, and setup to facilitate our success, we can progress from an informed and powerful place. Because you actually be assured that you're doing the right thing. Therefore, you will be open to what's around you. You'd be surprised the opportunities that are actually in your face. You think it's out there elsewhere or at the next goal. And of course, nothing wrong with that. It's part of it. But honestly, there's so much around that we can actually use right now to better and further ourselves. So it's best to first set the foundations for success. And only then, female musicpreneur, should we be concerned about the methods and tools to use to help us achieve our dreams. And yes, you can live the dream. Don't believe any negative hype. I live the dream. Yes, I do. Okay? And I worked my derriere off to achieve that. But don't get me wrong, I am still working hard, but I'm working in a very clever, smart manner too, all right? I live in a dream place. I moved and I live in a very hot, beautiful, tropical country. That was my dream. My music got me there, okay? What I've achieved in my music career has got me there, but let me tell you, I am still reaching. I am still attaining. when you know what you're doing, you will understand how you're getting there and you will get there. That's all I'm saying. And when, yes, you're living the dream, yes, you can, because that's what I'm doing. So I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. Simple as. Don't believe any negative hype. Do not believe it. That's external. Everyone can know all the things they think they know in the world. Nothing wrong with real solid sound advice. However, no one knows you and your path and your journey and what you're capable of. Only you can live your dream. Okay? I'm living mine and I'm proud of that. I am proud because you know why? I went through so much. I worked so hard to live my dream and I deserve to live the dream. You only get one time in this meat suit of yours, in the meat suit that you've been, that you're in, to make this opportunity work for you. So utilize it. Be the goddess you are and understand that you deserve to live the dream. And yes, you can live the dream. You just have to get real about how to achieve it. So this is why we're here today. So before we move on to foundation checking and setting, let's talk business for a moment, because I know that word makes many of your eyes roll. I know. And many musicians freak out about business. I know this. However, I think that becoming a proficient musician is harder. I think it's a lot harder. This, my love, means that you've already nailed the hard part. The business part is easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. You see, in business, you sell X amount of something. And if you can pay for the costs and expenses for making that product and you have money left over, and I'm also talking about the costs that are non-monetary, all of that, then you've succeeded. If you can do that, you've succeeded. So basically, business on a most basic level, it means making more money as profit than you spend on creating music products and services that you offer for a return, a monetary return. Good business practices can be learned and improved upon all day long. Now compare that to what we have to do regularly to become and stay good at our craft. Think about it. Think about the work you put in to even become a musician that can offer something, or someone that creates music offerings. Think about what you have to do to make that happen. Now that is some relentless, hardcore craziness. Anyone else on the outside looks at us like we're nut jobs. It takes some kind of dedication, passion and acumen, should we say, to do what we do. That part's easy. Think about it. Try and remove yourself from yourself for a moment. Look at what you've done and what you do to stay good at making music, creating music. That takes work. Compared to doing business, which is literally just setting up a transaction and making sure that people are going to buy it for more than, or, you know, the sales that you make are more or worth more than the input you've put in. I mean, that part is just like, that's algebra. That's just a mathematical equation. It's simple. What I'm trying to say is, do yourself a favor and don't panic. Don't panic. Don't perspire, lady. Just get real. All I have to do is learn business. That's what you have to tell yourself. That's what I told myself, because I wasn't going to rely on anyone else to tell me. I had to keep a roof over my head and my daughter's head. I had to. So I had no choice in them. I had to get real quickly. So all I'm saying is, simplify it, okay? Tell yourself that you're the boss female musician that you are. You're already doing hard work and you've already showed and demonstrated that you can, you know, you can stick to something to become proficient. And now all you have to do is figure out a way to monetize, figure out a way to make it a business. I'm going to help you with that. Rest assured, but just know, peace of mind, that you can do this. You can learn what it takes to make it happen. So can I just get a virtual high five or a, my gosh, yes, you know, just I want to feel it. I want to know that this is sunk in. Just know it can be done. So virtual high five, we've got this. Yes. All right, cool. Own it. One of my favorite terms and expressions, own it. You are the boss of you. Only you can choose to be in control or not. And if you don't believe me or want to hear it, that's fine, but that's going to hold you back from getting to where you want to go. And I'm telling you, I'm doing this with sisterly love. Like, I've got so much love and passion about this that I want us all to succeed on our own terms, and I want us to help each other. You know, I want us to give each other the insights and the valuable knowledge that we've gained so that we can help others succeed too. Okay? So let's talk about owning it. Let's talk about your personal aims. What do you define as success? Now, whether it's a set income, regular paying gigs, paid sponsorships, a supportive fan base, purchases, licensees of your music, merchandise, services, or enough income that you can give up the day job, whatever it is, figure it out and state it. You have to state it. You have to know solidly in your mind, heart, soul, being, everything, that this is what you define a success. Not what anybody else out there thinks. Not what the media tells you. Not the hype that you hear on a regular basis. You have to own it now. You have to own your worth and your power. Stop blaming everybody else. It's not their fault, okay? It's all an image. It's all an illusion. We don't need to care about what everyone else thinks success is. We only have to care about what we think success is. So let's get that straight, all right? Please yourself. Please yourself. Be happy. Now, your acknowledgement of who you are and what will make you feel successful is necessary, okay? It really is. You must know what you want. Then commit to it. And do all it takes to remind yourself that you are the bee's knees. I would have said the DBs, but that's not very much female. Don't mean to get into like gender classifications, but you know, if you know what DBs means, I'm here for the ladies, okay? So bee's knees, it flows a little better. It's got a buzz to it. Get my pun? It's got a buzz to it? Okay. Now, building a sustainable business, of course, takes time. But if done correctly, you will get there. So how will you know if you're doing it correctly? Well, guess what? By measuring your progress. And what's great about this is that doing so often will demonstrate whether you're succeeding and or that something needs to be fixed. So no more guesswork. Guesswork is part of the overwhelm. You know, so doing so will end blind panic moments as your results will show that you are the boss that I see. You'll see it too. Hurrah! No more, oh my gosh, what's she on? What's she talking about? This is going to be like you look in the mirror and you're going to see that you are an empowered, informed boss kicking derrière, crushing it and doing it, all right? So hurrah. So own it, female musicpreneur, and the rest, be that income, recognition, achievements, and more, will follow in a correct and manageable way. And also, if you're already receiving income, then great, that's wonderful. Perhaps you want to make more. Perhaps you want to spend less, and perhaps you want to manage it better. Whatever you wish, money management can be learnt too. So there are two areas there that I've just shown you that can be managed, right? Business, knowing what you want for success, and money management. All those aspects and more can be learned. So take a deep breath with me. Take a deep breath. Center yourself. Know that you can do this. You can do this. Can I get a, oh my gosh, yes. Awesome. So moving on to foundation checking. Clarity, focused action, and the right mindset get results. Clarity, focused action, and the right mindset get results. Otherwise, we're wasting time, money, and effort. We do not have time, money, and effort to waste. Okay? We don't. I don't. I certainly don't. I'm too busy. But I figured out anyway how to work in an extremely busy environment, how to get things done effectively. Don't waste your time, money, and effort. So let's do a quick audit and inspect your foundation to ensure that you are set up like a boss. Are you ready to do this with me? I hope so. We're going to do this together. Take a long look at yourself. Decide what you want to do. And I'm talking about in your heart. In your heart. And how you want to make money in music right now. So A or B, we've got a choice here. Do you want to offer a service or product in exchange for money at some stage, or do you want to play and create music just for fun right now? Now, don't give me C, both. That's not the option. Okay, we don't have that right now. We're talking about fundamentals here. You need to be sure about what you truly want to do right now. Right now. Because if B, playing and creating music just for fun right now, is your in heart of hearts aim, then there's no point in focusing on business right now. Take your time with that side of things. Just stop putting pressure on yourself. And just have fun with what you're doing. Just have fun with it. Okay? You can do that. You can move into money-making mode whenever you like. You have the choice. Like, it's your world. It's your life. You are the boss. Don't think that you can't. Don't think you can choose one thing and then not change into another when the time's right. But be where you are. And it's a bit of a cheesy saying, but it's so on point. Just own it. All right? Own your choices right now and enjoy it. Life is long. Live your life. Enjoy it. Okay? Whatever that takes, enjoy it. Now, if you choose A, then you'd most likely need to set up and act like you're in business. You may have already done this, and you may not, but go through this with me to see if you've actually got all these things in place. And then we can go to the next step to examine the other aspects to see, you know, how to get you to the next level or why things aren't working, whichever that may be. All right? So what we're going to do here is I'm going to go through these steps. And I also have a PDF checklist, okay? And this checklist comes from our Female Musicpreneurs mini course, Get Started Right Basics. And I'm going to actually give you access to this PDF checklist from this podcast. So look out for the link. And you can also go to femalemusicpreneur.com/GSRB podcast. Okay. So G for get, S for started, R for right, B for basics. femalemusicpreneur.com/GSRB podcast. And there will be your link to your checklist for you to use after we've gone through how to use it. All right. So are you ready for this? Point one, determine where you are and where you want to be. So what you're going to do is make an honest assessment of your current situation. Decide what you really want and where you'd like to be. Doing this helps you to determine whether your aim is realistic or what you need to do to make it happen. And then number two, define your goal. Define it. Know your overall long and short-term goals. For example, do you want to be signed eventually or do you want to go it alone? Adopt or work on the correct mindset to get you there. Now, this takes focus and discipline. Like I said earlier, you might have to remind yourself non-stop that you've got this. Remind yourself non-stop that you are the bee's knees. You may have to literally hypnotize yourself, really, in a sense, that you can do this. So this may entail affirmations, which are positive, relevant phrases repeated often, for those of you who are not sure. Or just going for it and proving it. Just go for it. But once you know what your goal is, you'll be able to just go for it. I assure you. Okay? Step three, make a plan to get you there. Think of the steps you must make to get to your long and short-term goals. Set a time frame for your goals and steps. Figure out what it would take to achieve them. Jot the steps, goals, and dates down into your calendar. Doing this shows you a realistic path to your dreams. Now, our mini course, Get Started Right Basics, it shows and walks you through putting together a realistic plan so that you have clarity on what you are doing so you can plan your income. Now, our 90-day to success strategy course will help you also to get there. So what this does is just helps you to narrow it all down into a 90-day portion of the year and really make you get there. Our mini course shows and walks you through putting together a realistic plan so that you'll have clarity on what you're doing so you can plan your income. Number four, fine-tune your brand. Understand what you're offering and how it will be offered. Know your genre and your micro-genre, also known as niche. And some people say niche, but they're wrong. Sorry, I just couldn't help myself. But it's niche, okay? So when I say niche, you know what I'm talking about. Go through a strong branding exercise that will have you carrying out the right consistent actions to attract the right fans, exposure, venues, partnerships, sponsorships, and more to help you substantially boost your income. And you know that's what you want. Remember, I have to say here, don't just do it gung-ho. I know it's great to be marketing or feel like we're getting somewhere, but part of the overwhelm, I guarantee, is because you're not targeting the right people. You're not finding the right people. And, you know, we at Female Musicpreneur can help you with that. I can help you with that. And also there are many resources you'll find online that can help you with that. No need for you to just be jumping around thinking that everybody wants to listen to your music. They don't. Get real. Okay? Sisterly love. Now, number five, set up your business foundation. If you haven't yet, set up business correctly to prevent personal, business or financial headaches. Join industry organisations relevant to your needs. Learn how to get the best professional advice. Understand how setting up right can help you and understand aspects of music business to get ahead. Okay? In short, really, you'll set yourself up to manage and grow your income the right way. So no nasty surprises later on. No needing to scrabble to get whatever you need to take care of my financial commitments. You'll have it set up basically in a basic, you know, format ready for you when the time arises. Doesn't need to be complicated. Number six, set up to handle your business finances correctly. A general good rule of thumb here is to keep your personal and business finances separate. That's the basic. Anyone will tell you that. Decide though how you'll accept and spend your business related money and set up to prepare for it. Music money management really is not hard. Our Get Started Right Basics course shows you ways to manage your money correctly without it taking up too much of your time. One of my favorite mantras is, if you know your money, you can easily grow your money. Know your money, okay? Know it. Number seven, create promotional marketing and sales strategies to find and target to your ideal audience and get the income flowing. Now, this may involve outreach to your connections and networks, promotions, blogging, vlogging to promote your demo for bookings or music training, placing free or paid ads, leafleting, social media strategies, or contacting venues. It could involve those things and many, many more. Just make an action step plan. Add those actions into your diary. Set reminders and regular checks to analyze your progress and revise periodically. Just revise it. See if it's working. Number eight, create post-sale strategies and customer relations strategies. So what this means is decide on your after-sales process, like how you'll follow up and engage with your fans and customers after you've made a sale. You put together a system and follow it. Number nine, commit to improving yourself and your products through learning and maintaining whatever actions necessary to continue and build upon your success. And this is where the muscle is built here, the success muscle, because you need to keep learning new skills and ways to improve your mindset, as well as your skills that you've been using and developing as a musician, right? Think about it. You use a mindset to do your music. So now you're going to have to find new ways to improve your mindset to achieve and succeed at music business, okay? It's worth it if you really want to succeed. So review your actions and results and tweak accordingly. And one thing to always keep in mind is to keep your existing fans and audience happy. So don't forget them while you're pursuing new visitors to your website and new audiences. You look after those that are good to you. That comes first, all right? Look after them. And to do this, actually, good systems work wonders. Good systems cures everything. I've developed so many amazing systems that have enabled me to be every single part of a music label, a record label. Little me, everything. We're talking from PR to bookings to interviews to contract drafting and negotiations and execution of contracts. We're talking performance. We're talking travel arrangements. We're talking making sure everything's paid way, way, way in advance. I'm talking 100% payment up front, payment for my band, expense costs, and we're looking at looking after the audience. We're talking about newsletters, we're talking about mailing lists, we're talking about schedules, making post planners, and you know, to plan the posts that I'm going to do. We're talking about all the aspects, everything that goes into the back office and the front office and the customer facing, every single part of business in music. It's something that I've been able to smash, to be honest, by using good systems that I've developed, okay? They help you to own your time, and we want our time. They help you to own your time. Not only do they do that, but they also help you to be a kick derrière creative, which is what it's what you signed up for, right? You want to be a musician. You want to make music. Of course you don't want to be sitting there dealing with invoices and stuff like that. Of course you don't. But you know what? Good systems help you do it in less time. Good systems help you understand where you are. You need to know where you are, so you can actually concentrate on the creative process, because you know that everything else is handled. You see, you get hours back, you get time back. You get time back in the 24 hours that you've been gifted with, that everybody else in the world has been gifted with too. No one's any different. It's just about knowing how to manage, right? Systems will help you do that. All right? So you will be able to own your time, be a kick derrière creative, as well as an assured music businesswoman who makes profits. Now, doesn't that sound nice? And you could be a full-time music professional or part-time. It's up to you. You can do it on your terms. So how this helps you? This helps you, if done correctly, by helping you to feel loads better and in control of your career, progress and income. You'll actually get rid of the overwhelm, and the clarity that you have from this will ensure that. You know, for example, you know for sure, that unless incoming advice, tools or strategy relate to your immediate needs, you know, here's your biggest, hottest tip to do this, you know, get a billion followers on Twitter, whatever, you know, you can take it or leave it, because you know that it's not for you. Now, I don't say chuck everything away. I'm always inquisitive. So what I do is I take note of information that seems like it might be useful, something that I might want to look at, and I'll file it somewhere useful. You know, perhaps for my long-term goal or for reference, I have a reference file. Mainly, you won't feel as though you're missing out, as you'll know that it's not for you. So the point of this is, if you're clear on your immediate goal and question the relevance of everything else, at all times, you will stay on track. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel amazing? So once you know who you are, what you have to offer, who to offer it to, and how to get it to them, the rest is magic. Good systems make it achievable and manageable. Overall, just be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. And know that, I'm sorry, it's a bad habit of mine. I can't help it. Overall, just be yourself and know that musicpreneurship can be less of a chore when you have a handle on it all. Remember that focus and clarity help to make a massive difference to your income and success. We're talking now, not some place in the future that we may never reach. So whether your aim is to be a full-time or part-time pro, know that doing so requires repetitive, consistent, and appropriate action, and you will get there. So follow the links for the free checklist, okay? This free checklist is actually supplied as one of the resources from our Get Started Right Basics course. So you will get access to that just because you've listened to this podcast and you follow the link, which is femalemusicpreneur.com/GSRB podcast. All right, fantastic. If you'd like some help with this or to delve in deeper, help with getting your stuff together, that you've got two options here. Female Musicpreneur's courses, one of them may be ideal for you, one or more. Now, there's the Get Started Right Basics course. The 90 Day to Success course may even be particularly ideal for you because you see results now. Get Started Right Basics will help you make sure that your foundations are set in order to build and grow and make things work. So the Get Started Right Basics course, it covers all of the above areas and more besides. It gives you a solid start or boost to get you to where you need to go smoothly and with confidence. Now, our other online trainings, such as our 90 Day to Success guide, that really gets you focused and honing into what you want, your idea of success, and helps you put together an amazing plan, helps you to free up your schedule and understand how to make it all happen where you will see success if you follow this strategy in no more than 90 days. So less than even, depending on what you're doing and what you're aiming for. And it gets you creating a step-by-step plan to make it happen. So our online trainings cover various areas to get you up to speed. So have a look through and see what works for you. Fantastic. Oh, and as a bonus, we've got a bonus for you just for this edition. Now, I myself am a professional musician of 25 plus years. It really hurts me to say that. Not that I'm not proud, but more that I don't even look 25. So I know it's kind of mind-boggling for many of you, but you know, it is what it is. Blessed with good genes, I suppose. I don't know. Thanks, Mum and Dad. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, ancestors. Now, as a music professional with 25 plus years experience and a speaker, consultant and coach, what I actually do is help female musicians become successful entrepreneurs and own their careers. So what we're doing at the moment is we're giving away three consultation packages with me to get you correctly on track to building or growing your own empire. And it involves assessment of your current work. It helps you to get laser focused about what you want, set up a plan, find the right marketing and money making methods for you, encourages you to implement that plan and monitor and tweak accordingly. So what you're going to do is you're going to have a crystal clear understanding of your goal. We're going to really knuckle down and identify the challenges that may be really preventing your success, okay? Hindering and being obstacles to you reaching the success that you want. So this will enable you to be really re-energized and, you know, just really focused and feel like, yes, I'm going to do this. And you're going to be in a position to make it happen. I'm going to work with you as a coach for a set period. And this will be determined once we have our initial chat. So this is pretty cool. I feel pretty excited about this. And this is another launch exclusive that I want to offer because I really have been big on giving back. You know, as they say, like when you get somewhere, you help someone else up or help someone else along, you know, lift each other up, right? So this is my way of contributing. So to me, empowerment and relevant knowledge, they're both key to success, really, or key to life, keys to life, actually. Because you will learn how to utilize tools, but not rely on them solely. I don't agree with relying on anything solely. I've always got a backup plan or at least a way around it. So you'll know what's required to make it instead of faffing around trying everything. So requirements are that you're ready to move forward and attain your dream to be a successful female musician. The other requirement is that you fill out a survey and evaluations giving your honest feedback about the sessions. And that's all I ask. Isn't that simple? So there will be a link for you to click wherever you are listening to this podcast. There will be a link for you to click. Now, worst case scenario, if you go to bit.ly/FM consult application. So if you go there, it's a bit.ly link /F for Foxtrot, M for mother, consult application. You will see, you'll go straight to the form to apply. All right. Now, if you could sign up anyway, generally, to hear our news, trainings, discounts, giveaways, podcasts, and in-depth tips and tricks to help you increase your bottom line and blaze your own trails, I will love you forever. Make sure that you have subscribed to this podcast because I've got plenty of good stuff coming. So that's it, really. And I really hope you gained a lot from this. Let me know, you know, at me on Twitter. It's Femme Musicpreneur, F-E-M Musicpreneur. And you can also at me, Danelle Harvey, D-A-N-E-L-L-E-H-A-R-V-E-Y. Let me know how you found this podcast. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how it's working for you. So bye. Bye, female musicpreneur. Here's to owning your career and blazing your own trail. At Female Musicpreneur, we love to lift up other female musicpreneurs and empower them to blaze their own trails. We share easy, game-changing tips to boost music income and increase bottom lines through our trainings, blogs, vlogs, and community, helping female musicians to own their careers. Now, we hope to connect with and work with you soon. Get in touch. Join us. Looking forward to connecting further.
Female musicpreneur, female musicpreneur, female musicpreneur, female musicpreneur.